Jamil.
Yes.
Hey. Are we fired up?
Yes, we are. It's night one.
Night one of WrestleMania. Dude, I think there have been many times where I have thought halfway through a WrestleMania, whether it was a one or two, that I thought, okay, if the second half is this good, it's going to be the greatest WrestleMania ever. I think tomorrow will have to be better than today to do that.
True.
I thought today was great.
Today was really good. It was.
Yeah, it just wasn't great test. Right? Right? Okay. Yeah, let's start with Jamil Davis is here. Ray Perkins is here. I'm KP. I'm Kevin Perkins. And we're going to dive right in. We're going to go with the last match first, like we tend to do, because we tend to be excited and can remember it all really well. And then we're going to talk the rest of today's events, all of that on Go Home Heat. Thank you for listening on the other side of this.
Welcome to Go Home Heat, a wrestling podcast. Here at Go Home Heat, our contributors focus on the stories and character arcs of the live action drama art form. An art form dating back to Zeus, featuring Lincoln and a bear and peaking with RoboCop and Sting. In the words of Xavier Woods, the last form of theater in the round. And now, Go Home Heat.
All right, Jamil, your thoughts, Roman Reigns wins, The Rock, the final boss, gets to put the nail in the coffin with the people's elbow. That is the result of the main event of probably the biggest tag team match in the history of pro wrestling, unless you count some kind of Mega Powers match, right?
Yeah.
And what were your thoughts about the main event?
Everything that happened in the main event match is exactly what I thought it would happen. Like, I just everything. Cody ate the pin, furthering the build up for the story ending the way that we all need it to. But yeah,
he's now at the lowest of lows, which is where he is supposed to be when he gets in the ring tomorrow night.
Exactly.
Seth is injured to the point where we don't know, in kayfabe, where we don't know if he should even be wrestling tomorrow night against Drew, which is exactly where he should be. He will probably not get squashed. He'll do what he can. He'll go down. Cody's in the worst spot ever. They checked all the boxes, and I think that was a theme for the night with this WrestleMania is they did exactly what they had to do, even if maybe they didn't go for spectacular every now and then.
Right.
We got the typical Seth Rollins tag team match. He gets his ass kicked from pillar to post. They pull it out. He does a couple clever things. Cody's a clever wrestler. A couple of things were good. I popped for the Triple H spot, the pedigree spot. Ray, what did you say?
I think I said, if the Triple H spot finished the match, I would have said that Triple H commissioned it himself, and I don't think there would be any other argument. I think it's funny.
You would both eye roll and pop, right?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? But yeah, it works.
I'd be like, Hunter.
Okay. Like, I swear to God, this man.
Y'all trying to call this man Paul. I know the golden shovel when I see it.
Yes, I do. It's right. It was right there. Could have given it to us, and he was like,
too easy. So close. I thought that The Rock was incredible tonight.
No, absolutely.
Like, for a guy that when he beat up Jinder Mahal not that long ago, he looked blown up in a 30-second spot. And he never looked tired tonight. He sold for the other guys in a way that I wasn't sure he would do. The Rock's always been good at selling, I think. You?
Very.
Yeah.
One of the best sellers in the game.
Right, always. Sometimes he was a little cartoonish like Scott Hall, but I love Scott Hall and I love The Rock. You know what I mean? Like, as wrestlers. You think same?
I think Rock looked really good tonight. That's just kind of like a comment on like the overall quality of the match.
Right.
I was kind of mixed on it. Mainly because there were parts of it that I really liked, but I also thought it was way too long for its own good. When I originally read the thing on like the thing that it was going to go like 45 minutes or something like that, I was like, there's no way. And then they certainly did it. And I felt all of those 45 minutes. I think there was like 20 minutes of like the whole brawl where they kind of, you know, like at the start of the match where like Seth hit Dwayne with like the prime bottle and like all of that. I felt like all of that could have been like removed. And we would have got, like, basically the same match, but better.
Very much.
See,
but I still enjoyed it. I didn't dislike it.
It took a long time for them to get... Like, if this had been a normal match and The Rock wasn't The Rock and this had come back from however long and Roman wasn't... You know what I mean? This... We would have got the match, I think... Post the scrum where Roman didn't fight up the thing, and that would have been great. Mm. I didn't have a problem with the fighting around. I thought that maybe we could have cut a little earlier, but by the same token, bro, you ain't getting a short match with Dwayne.
No. But he could have got like a...
No, not at all.
No, but the other thing was I thought that Roman, we had mentioned watching last night, Ray said to me, he said, does Roman look thinner? And I said, absolutely. But he's been walking around with a hoodie on. He took his shirt off and bro, he looks as good as he has ever looked physically.
when Dad said, yeah, I think he's trying to cut some body fat to whatever they want. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't expect him to go out there and reveal that he had cut all of the body fat and he was all muscle.
Literally. Roman Reigns is in the best shape that he has been in the entire Bloodline saga. Mm-hmm. And he looks like Dwayne, you're not one upping me.
100%. 100%. I think they all took the challenge of being in the ring with Dwayne. They wanted it to be a home run.
Yeah.
I think Roman took the challenge of this entire program and saying, you will not look like you are a different species from me. Because you look like a different species from everybody in this industry.
Yes.
You will not look like that. We are the same. And I thought he achieved that. I thought he was great. Roman is an underrated seller in my book. I've always thought every member of the Shield is very good at selling when they're allowed to.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're all in situations where they're not supposed to, but whatever. Cody is now in a situation where it is Bloodline's rules. He is at the very bottom. He will probably get his butt whooped for 25 minutes tomorrow night. Does he finish the story?
He absolutely does. Like, mm-hmm. the Lincoln Field will burn down if Roman Reigns walks out of WrestleMania with the... I promise y'all, the Lincoln Field will probably burn.
Right. Yeah. Right. What do you think, Ray?
I think that's what the whole thing is building to, but I won't put it past this company to have Roman win because they've done stuff like that before. I don't know if to this exact level, but they have done stuff similar to that. But I do think that is the proper story to tell here. Like, I think Cody Rhodes fighting against Roman Reigns in Roman Reigns' environment and coming out on top is the proper way to do this.
He smells like smoke because he's been through fire, is what Bradshaw Layfield used to say.
Yes.
All the time. And I feel like, too, I know that you want everything but the kitchen sink.
I think this match needs to be super overbooked. if they're going to do just like a straightforward match and have Roman lose, they should have just done that last year. All right.
Mm-hmm. Right. He needs to have Solo there. Rocky needs to be there. Maybe bring in Jacob Fatu. If at all possible, Seth comes out and does something. Stone Cold maybe does something. Mm-hmm. Possibly you get Cena doing something.
We all should have paid attention to Chicago. and mm-hmm. what happened with The Rock and Cody outside during their fight in Chicago. We all should have paid attention to Chicago because that's storytelling.
He understands the concept of foreshadowing. He understands mm-hmm. that I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, then I'm going to make you think I'm not going to do it, and then I'm going to give it to you. And that's what we got a lot tonight, by the way.
Yes.
What do you call it? I forget. Sometimes my brain is in so many places. When they had Tupac do a concert at Coachella, what do you call that?
Oh, hologram.
I would like a Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire hologram, if at all possible.
But yes.
I wouldn't mind that at all. You know what I mean? Give me everything. If you want to give me everything, you know?
This has to top the end of Endgame. Avengers Endgame. This has to top the end of Avengers Endgame for all of us wrestling fans to walk away happy.
Okay, I agree. Now let's go back to the very first match of the night, which was Becky and Ripley. You know, Becky in real life, strep throat, 102 degree fever, goes out there and gives us an incredible performance. Was this match of the night?
No.
It was Gunther.
Gunther versus Sami Zayn is the match of the night.
I'd like to talk about this match first. I thought this match was good, but not like great. But because Becky Lynch was wrestling when I would have be almost dying, I'm going to add on like multiple stars and give this like a 100 out of 5. Good God, Becky Lynch.
She's an animal. She's, you know, that's the thing is right now in this company, you have legitimate people that care about pro wrestling and work their asses off. Everybody in the ring at the end, you know, Roman goes away sometimes or whatever, but when he's there, he's dialed in. Seth and Cody are that way every night. Becky Lynch is that way every night. Ripley, when she wrestles in a match, it's really good.
This EO and Bayley have a lot of work to do tomorrow. They have a lot of work to do tomorrow because this is the best women's match of the night. This is the best women's match of the night. And EO and Bayley have a lot of work to do for it to be the best women's match of the entire card.
I thought the match was booked greatly in that they decided Ripley's going to look like a killer. Becky will have a couple of moments where she might could have won. But the key to the match is going to wind up being the near falls and Ripley's frustration, and then Ripley doing the ripcord where she throws her almost like a snake eyes ripcord and then turns that into the ripcord, not snake eyes ripcord. What's her finish?
Riptide.
Riptide. So almost like a snake eyes riptide, and then hits her with another riptide to finish her. In a way, showing respect to Becky's character and that she had to do all that to beat her. I loved it. I think we all loved it.
I hope they run it back when Becky's 100% healthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
SummerSlam would be the best time for them to run that back.
Absolutely. Now let's move into the multiple man tag. You got your you want R-Truth to be a world champion. He is a tag team world champion. You're happy.
I'm very happy. R-Truth got his WrestleMania moment that he deserves in his entire career of being with the WWE.
Absolutely.
I knew that you were a little frustrated with The Miz just in general.
Yeah, I don't like The Miz at all. And I'm always angry when he has a belt, but I'm happy that R-Truth got his moment.
Olive branch to you.
I guess the monkey's paw curls, so I...
I do think olive branch to you, though, about that is The Miz had nothing to do with R-Truth getting that belt. They literally made it an R-Truth.
So R-Truth moment. And it was incredible. So in our group chat, when Awesome Truth and DIY is in the ring and R-Truth is pointing to DIY and is like, yo, like let's go get the, I was like, yes, right. Because this makes sense. Right. Let's split these belts up. Do not have the same team win these damn belts. Right. Let's split them up. So,
in our truth, not knowing that DX is not really DX, right? Him thinking he's talking to Shawn Michaels when it's really Johnny Gargano completely makes sense that he would respect Shawn Michaels enough to say, go get that title and I'll take this one.
Yes.
It does. In our truth world, right?
it does. Yeah.
I will say this. I will say, whenever The Miz wasn't in this ring, this match was super fun.
Yeah.
I really hope that somebody walks away from this match thinking that DIY and New Catch Republic rule, because they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they should probably be the next champs. Or maybe they probably should have won the titles here.
Any issue with Waller and Theory winning?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think, though, you kind of, with the feel-good winner at the end with R-Truth, you kind of need the heel?
You do.
You do, but it also...
I just don't like Austin Theory.
Yeah,
I've never liked Austin Theory as a wrestler. I haven't.
I get that, but they are irritating as hell on that show.
They are,
and if Logan Paul goes over, they're literally going to have all the belts.
Uh huh.
And you're going to be like, God, I hate this. But you're going to watch them because you hate
them. I will. I'll still watch on Friday.
Right. Okay. So we split up the belts. You know, we assume R-Truth's on Raw. We assume that the guys on SmackDown, Waller and Theory, are going to be able to, that works. I liked it. They gave us exactly kind of what we needed. Even if you didn't particularly want that particular heel to get it, you needed a heel winner, you needed a face winner, you need the ultimate feel good moment and your R-Truth going over. Again, exactly what we needed. Escobar, Dom, Mysterio, Andrade made me mad. It was good. It was fine. I didn't need the Eagles.
I didn't either. But I understand.
It's Philly.
If there's a match on the entire card that's going to give us the feel-good Philadelphia Eagles moment, this probably was the one.
100%. It didn't have to do with the belt. The dad goes over, who is being, again, challenged by the evil heel. Your offensive lineman help. Perfect.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it.
And for me, the only reason I didn't like it is because... this match needed to be match two of the Rey Mysterio, Dom Mysterio trilogy, where Dom wins. And then next year's Mania is the final match. Rey retires. Career and mask on the line. If Rey loses, not only does he retire, but he also got to take that mask off. It's not like we haven't seen, there's pictures that out in the world of you without this mask on, Ray. Like,
it's so creepy.
Yeah, it really is. So, like, let's lay it to rest. And then Dom wins.
Right.
And retires his dad.
Now, the saving grace for me was that Andrade looked spectacular.
Oh, my God.
They all wrestled really well, but Andrade looked spectacular.
That's the best I've seen Andrade in the last 4 years.
He wanted to be there.
I will say, it does suck for Dragon Lee, though.
Yes.
That was kind of my main thought, but man, Andrade looked so good tonight. I thought this match was really fun up until the part where it got too stupid for me.
Now, here's the thing. I know Ray did not like Usos.
I had some very choice words for this match. I have some very choice feelings for this match. I think, quite honestly, this is one of the worst WrestleMania matches I can remember. I think this is on par with Jay White versus Billy Gunn. I think that this match did nothing for anyone involved. I think that Jimmy and Jay have like three moves between the two of them, and somehow Jay manages to be infinitely better than Jimmy. I think that there was for a match that is like supposed to be a storytelling match, there was only one storytelling element there was only one part where they tried to tell a story, and it was the part where Jimmy makes Jay look like a dumbass.
I love my brother. That's why I'm gonna sucker kick
and
you
also,
in the mouth.
Also, I never want to hear anyone, I never want to hear any Usos stand. make fun of the Young Bucks ever again. They were throwing out super kicks like they were forearms, and that makes sense. Whatever. It's what they do, I guess. It was literally the only thing this match could do because they didn't give them like a year to fill out their movesets. Yeah, this was terrible.
Go ahead.
For all those listening on the podcast, I'm raising my hand because my response is going to be, if this was Twitter and everything that Ray said was a tweet, it would get an automatic retweet. Because it's literally everything I thought. And I was like, this match is awful. What are we like? What is this? What are we like? No, like, I understand the whole storytelling element of this match, but the match was horrendous.
Well, it wasn't like
no one should ever say that Jimmy Uso is on par with his brother Jay as being a main event contender for it. No. We all know who the better Uso is, and the better Uso won.
Right.
Kayfabe and in real life.
Again, even if you didn't like it, it did exactly what it was supposed to do. Jay goes on to be a main eventer. Jimmy gets back in line behind Roman, and that's where they go. That's where they best fit. Jimmy is best as comedic relief with Roman, and Jay is best on his own, hopefully challenging for world titles and winning mid-card titles, and maybe both.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go on. We had Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, Asuka versus Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill's first match, and Naomi. And this is another one where I thought it was very good. I didn't think it was. It could have been better.
Yeah.
But you did have a lot of moving parts. I thought that you did exactly what you needed to do, though.
Mm-hmm.
Jade Cargill looked impenetrable.
Yes.
She looked incredible. She didn't do a whole lot.
Until we get her very polished in the Heart Dungeon as well as the Developmental Center, Jay's going to continue to be in tag matches. Either better money is her and Bianca going after the tag titles. Them holding the tag titles for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Something happens to, you know, them once again doing the job of solidifying the tag titles like Sasha and Bayley did during the pandemic era.
Right.
Until something happens in a match with them, Jay gets upset because better money is Jay going heel than Bianca going heel. Jay gets upset, turns on Bianca, and we get Bianca and Jade at WrestleMania next year.
Sounds great.
And Colt behind Minnesota.
Yeah, right. Well, the one thing too is, well, first of all, if it's in Minnesota, then I want all Prince entrances.
Same.
You know what I mean? he's got 5,331 songs. Every one of you guys can pick one out.
Okay. Pick one. Let it ride.
Yeah. He released an album a year for 20 some years. You know what I'm saying? But okay, let's move back to this match. I do think it's a shame because I was thinking this during the match. Kairi Sane and Asuka are fantastic at pro wrestling. And they were doing such quick hitting moves and they're diminutive, but it works for them because they're so fast.
Right.
And they would piggyback one move off the other, and one guy would do this and the other, boom, 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 boom. It was great, but I don't think they've done a good job of letting them wrestle. So we haven't got the opportunity to know women's tag team wrestling could be good because they can do it. And Dakota's a great wrestler too. And she was there to eat the pin. We knew that, but she did her job. And I thought it was good. I thought that Naomi looked good early in the match with a couple of the spectacular things she could do. I thought, you know, Bianca can't look bad. She's a perfect human. And Jade is not human, but she's perfect as well. And so it worked. I thought it was fine. Let's move into what you guys believe is match of the night. We start with Zayn backstage. Sammy, he's lost his self-confidence. That's the story we're telling. We go into... he's with his wife, and then he's with Gable, and then he gets the hug from Kevin Owens. We kind of see a backwards journey of his history.
Yeah.
Then he goes out there and he gets pummeled by Gunther. Gunther, the guy who only focuses on wrestling and beating people up, focused on Sammy's wife and didn't focus on winning the match.
Right.
He focused on embarrassing Zayn. It cost him everything. And I think it's a beautiful story to tell. Am I wrong, right? What do you think, Jamil?
Incredible. Like, so there's a pay-per-view in Germany this year in August. There's a pay-per-view in Scotland, the Clash at the Castle. I literally thought Gunther was going into one of those. And when Sammy hit him with the brainbuster and then hit him with the first Haluva kick, I was like, they're literally going to let Sammy's going to be the one. He's about to break the record. And I was just like, what? Like, I sent a whole that was the one I had to send y'all a picture in the group chat. Cause I was just like, what is this? Like,
right.
Like, seriously, I thought he was going into the Germany pay-per-view. And then Ilha comes from the main roster and is the one that finally gets the win. But Sammy gets the win at Mania, and it's well-deserved. It's absolutely well-deserved.
Dude, you know, he gives us the tributes to El Generico throughout.
Yes.
We love it. If you don't, if that's a little too... Oh, at absolutely. One time, Sammy was El Generico.
That's not the case. El Generico died at the orphanage with the orphans. Like,
yeah.
him and his best friend, Kevin Steen, died at the orphanage with the orphans.
Thank you.
Saving all of them from
thank
fire.
You. Exactly. And Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are such big fans of those two gentlemen who gave their all for the orphans. They literally morphed into looking like them.
Yeah. But
it's beautiful.
It is.
Sorry, I'm trying to make sense. That brainbuster spot was kind of the moment in the match where I'm like, oh yeah, this is really something. Like, this is special, you know. And it was match of the night. Like, I don't think there was. I don't even think there was like debate for that. Personally, like, I think this was really something.
Now, if you all remember when we did this whole thing, last year. Gunther had match of the night and had match of the entire pay-per-view. Like, this is a testament to who this man is as a wrestler.
Yeah, right.
Like, he is the best in-ring performer that the WWE has today.
Right now.
And eventually, whoever the next face world champion is, Gunther has to face them and get a title shot and get that belt.
And to your point too, Ray's match of the year last year, or match of the night last year, was the tag team match, which had Zayn and Owens, and then yours was Gunther. And we've had these great moments with Sammy 2 years in a row.
Right.
And they also managed, because a lot of people didn't like Sammy going over Gable.
Yeah.
And they did manage in a little bitty backstage piece to remind us of why we love Sammy. And then Sammy went out there and did what he does, which is made you care and worry. Like, he makes you worry about him and something that we know isn't real. And that is the ultimate compliment, I think, to a pro wrestler.
Yeah. You know? Do we get Sammy versus Gable at the Raw after WrestleMania?
He owes him a favor. They gave him the Rocky line. He was Apollo.
Yeah. I don't even need Gable. Listen, I think Gable should lock into like some sort of on Monday. I do think Gable should wrestle Sammy. And I think Gable needs to lock into some sort of like strange, like sixth almost sense thing where he needs to get like I'm not even talking like Kurt Angle. I'm talking like Perk Angle. Like, he needs to get going like topes over the top rope. Flips off of cages and stuff. He needs to,
Sammy needs to go out there with a neck brace on. You know what I mean? Because he's gonna be bouncing. You know that?
Yeah.
I thought that was a great line though. You're in Philadelphia. You had the New Day, who was in the tag match where they had the Apollo Creed Rocky.
Shout out to the New
outfit Day. On. Shout out to New Day always.
All day, every day.
Yes.
And then you did have the Gable line backstage where you'll owe me a favor. Which, if you don't love Apollo Creed,
Clear Rocky 3 tribute, clear Carl Weathers tribute.
Mm-hmm.
RP Carl Weathers, like
100%.
Yeah, it gave us everything that we needed as far as Rocky tributes, and more so Apollo Creed tributes. So yeah.
100%. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I think it has a chance to be better. I don't think Roman and Cody have to spend 30 minutes getting ready to fight each other like we got. Obviously, the entrances tonight weren't crazy for Cody and Seth because
they got
tomorrow, right?
You know the saying, less is more? I don't know if anyone ever told that to Dwayne or not, but
he's from an era where less wasn't more, though.
Yeah, absolutely not. No.
Undertaker and Stone Cold and Hunter, but less wasn't more, bro.
Dwayne's entrance ruled, by the way. That's not me knocking him.
His entrance ruled.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and I thought Ripley's entrance ruled with the band.
Yes.
It was fire. I can't wait for tomorrow. We get EO Bailey. Who do you think?
Bailey
goes over.
Bailey.
Hopefully match of the night candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has the potential to be. I don't want to go through the whole card, but you do think Cody finishes the story?
Cody absolutely finishes the story on tomorrow.
He does. Drew goes over. Does he get cashed in on?
Yes. Yes. If this is a perfect world, Damian cashes in on him at WrestleMania. If it's a semi-perfect world, Damian waits until the Raw after Mania. But I definitely feel like it's happening tomorrow.
Don't you think that's the spot for Drew's character? Because he hates everything that's going on, and his whole quest for fire is literally to win at Mania and get his moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's so mad right now. I think you feel like where his character needs to go is to get cashed in on. Now, I do think you find a way to get the belt on him before Castle's pay-per-view. And I think a great match is Gunther and Drew at the Castle pay-per-view.
At the Castle. Yeah.
I think that's money. Yeah. And I think you have Drew go over. And I think that after that is when Gunther builds to become the world champion that we know he'll be probably after next year's Mania, I would hope. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to wrap on that. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody that puts our podcast out. Thank you to the Daily Smart that tells people about pro wrestling. It's a place where you can go find all things about pro wrestling and our podcast. Thank you to you, Jamel. Where can people find you? You have a new podcast. Let people know about it.
Listen, I'm glad we're at this point because I'm hosting a new podcast. It's called BOKFLA, The Podcast. It is the intersection of Black politics and Black culture, and you can follow us on Instagram at BLKFLA, The Podcast. And you can find us on all of your podcast suppliers at BLKFLA Podcast, or go to MPN Management on Instagram and on Twitter. That is the network that the podcast is on. It's on the MPN network. Go there and you can find all the great things about the podcast as well. But go to BLKFLA, The Podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You're killing it on that. This is fantastic, the things we're seeing everybody's involved doing, and this is great. Appreciate you, brother.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. I love Go Home Heat is like my first real deal, for real, consistent podcast home. So I'm going to always keep coming here and doing all the great things.
Right.
This is it.
Well, one thing I think, too, that's great is even like the guys that can't get in on the podcast all the time. If you got wrestling fan friends, you need a group text.
You
need to be able to mess with one another. Let people know if I'm working and I can't get to Raw, I just look at my group text. If I can't get to AEW Dynamite, I just look at my group text, because when somebody's going crazy because they're mad about wrestling, I can't wait to see that. And when they're going crazy because they love what's going on, I almost want to see it as much as I do when they're mad.
Also, shout out to Tony Khan, because the Wednesday and Saturday after AEW Dynasty, AEW comes to Jacksonville
again.
Yes, for Dynamite and Rampage on Wednesday, And for the first time ever on Saturday, AEW Collision comes to Jacksonville, Florida. I can't wait. I got tickets. It's
perfect. Awesome. Perfect. All right. So that's us. That's a cut for Go Home Heat. Thank you very much. And folks, go home.